Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Around the World. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program tonight. And well, the title might sound belligerent, but it's not. As a matter of fact, why don't you read the title?
Yes, I can. Hold on, let me get to the title. It says, "Stay out of our business and let us be monetarily on our own." It's very important, that last statement, that we be on our own, because it will help
us. All right. Now, how come this kind of an idea, to my knowledge, has never been presented before to the public or to the government? You know, now let's take it. There's two parts to this, so, you know, we'll do it that way. Stay out of our business. Now,
correct.
What does that mean in the Inner Sight translation, right? You know, that doesn't mean, you know, we want to be belligerent or unfriendly or you know,
no.
Stuff like that. The point that we're trying to make here is, the government runs our lives by dictating to the agencies how they're going to operate. And that's why this whole system doesn't work good. You know, now, of course, one big example that we talk about all the time are these nursing homes. All that money on these nursing homes. And by doing that, they're involved in our business, the millions of us who are disabled.
That's right.
Because everything that they do, every piece of help supposedly that they're supposed to be giving us translates into you're going to wind up in a nursing home.
That's the truth.
You know, when you're disabled, you go to a doctor. Go to a therapist, anybody you go to, all that can be used to put you into a nursing home.
That's true.
You know, that's the evidence that they're building up. And all those people know that, who deal with you.
Yeah.
And push comes to shove, they're not going to stand up for you.
No.
They're going to be subpoenaed by a court. Their license is going to be in jeopardy. If they don't obey the rules in the right way, they're going to testify. Oh, yes, I think Ms. So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so will benefit greatly by being in a regimented situation in a nursing home. That's what they're going to do. In other words, they're butting into our business.
Yeah.
You know, they're running our lives. And they're getting paid for it.
That's right.
See? So that's a major way. When a guide dog school denies someone a dog who needs a dog, and there's no fair hearing system, there's no law, they're butting into their business. Because it's one-sided.
Yeah.
And they've made hundreds of thousands of dollars on, you know, at least 100,000, 50 to 100,000 on training the dog and raising the money.
Right.
And how many people have they solicited or came to them and wanted a dog and they evaluated them and raised the money and then never gave them the dog.
Yeah.
That's butting into somebody's business.
That's
it really is.
Definitely.
And it's even worse
when there's no law, no regulation. On the phone all day about
what?
What I said when I found out some information that I'm supposed to keep to myself, but I don't know how to deal with it, you know, because certain things I can deal with myself, but so other things, an advocate needs another advocate to help. Now, I know you would immediately help me in what I'm about to say. I'm usually have two aides that take care of me. Well, one of them went out on leave, right, for her daughter. This one came to my house, and then I was very nice to her. Nothing went wrong that way, but she, on the 20th, is going to leave, but she gave me such short notice. I don't think I'm going to have anybody, and I'm afraid they'll either take away my hours or they'll just say, no, it's better off that you're in a nursing home. And that's going to be, and I wrote back to her, I said, and that will, your actions will not make me happy. I made it nice to her, you know, but I would be very angry, you know?
Well, in other words, what you're saying is that the aide is quitting.
Basically, and on the 20th.
Well, sure. You see, these problems happen because
right.
the agency is butting into your business.
Correct.
See?
Yep.
And that's obvious because the money is not there for you
mm-hmm.
to deal with it to get an
right.
aid. Now,
that's right.
Perfect example. If you had
yeah.
the money there in an account
mm-hmm.
to hire an aid, you wouldn't be worried
mm-hmm.
about that situation now, would you?
No, I wouldn't. They take all the money. Do you realize
sure.
that when you have CDPAP and you're running the show, you have no access to that money. Not
yeah.
nothing whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, that's the other half of this show.
And a card. Yeah.
That's the other half of this show. Give us the right to take care of our own finances.
Right.
See?
Yeah. We're not
there it
stupid.
Is right there.
We are very capable people. And all you want once we get a little sick is to throw us in a nursing home and then we die. That's what you want. You want the next person and right after that.
Yeah.
The bed doesn't
get cold.
So
now
you got
to call the agency
mm-hmm.
and try to reason with them and probably wind up fighting with them and all that.
Most likely.
You know?
But mm-hmm.
what I would do is I would demand a hearing right away. I wouldn't
I am.
Fight with them.
I'm not fighting with them. I don't need to get sick.
I wouldn't
sick.
Fight with them.
I'm already sick. You know?
You know? And I would tell them, if you force me to have a hearing, I'm going to the news media. I'm making it public.
That's right.
Tell them. Tell them.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
have a we do a podcast that goes all over the world. We're advocates for the disabled.
That's right.
You want to fight with us? We're not afraid of you.
I'm not afraid of them. Oh, no.
I would
I'm
tell
not afraid
them.
Of life. I'm not at all. I'm angry right now, and I don't like being
so.
Angry. I want to just be a happy person and not have to worry about this.
Well,
but
yeah,
I know
course,
each time I confront it, it gets me angry.
This crazy system.
Yeah, I know.
That you got to deal with.
Yep.
You know. So here they butt into our business, and
mm-hmm.
what happens? It's not just us that they're
mm-hmm.
hurting. It's the entire country.
That's right.
And when we come back, I want to explain that
yeah.
in the Inner Sight style and what we believe.
Right.
So stay with
we're
Inner Sight.
We're going to encounter a problem when we have our nursing home, taking the nursing homes out of this and putting them inside the, you know, the system that's still rotten, that we still have to correct the home care system. And that's heading.
Well, let's take one thing at a time. Right now, I want to tell everybody about Shelby's Kitchen.
Yes.
631-286-0444, the phone number, Tom and Michelle. And when you're over there, you get some good food. Notice Milton. And please call the district attorney in Suffolk County and urge him to do whatever can be done to increase the penalties for Milton's killers and to continue further investigation.
Yeah.
Because we, many of us, believe that there's a lot more to it that happened that
yeah.
people don't know about. District Attorney Mendez. And his phone number, 631-853-4104. 853-4104.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Mendez. So please, have a good time at Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank all our friends, including Kennedy Realty in Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. I want to thank the Islip Cleaners for their help and all of our friends. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. That's the place to call. 484-3085. Talk to Gary. And, of course, the Big East Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, 609-388-7004 on the Big East Akita Rescue. Did I get that number right? I think I did.
Yeah, 484, something like that,
609-388-7004.
7004, yeah.
I think that's the right
number.
We'll have to check
it. I think
it.
That's the right number. Yeah, I'll check
I'll
it.
I'll correct it.
Yeah.
Also, I want to correct a mistake from last night. I asked for prayers for Rodney. The gentleman's name is James.
Oh, okay. Big difference.
The brother of Melody, who's on critical.
Oh.
And we've been asked to... ask people to pray for James.
James.
The guy's name is James.
I
right,
hope he
so
makes it.
Speedy recovery and prayers for James.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, all the children that have perished at the hands of evildoers. We remember them, and we remind you, go an extra mile for a child, Inner Sight saying. All right, thank you for listening, all our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Heading toward 120,000, and we appreciate people listening. And talking tonight about how the government gets into our business, the way they conduct themselves and the way they dictate the agencies. Now, the bottom line is money.
Mm-hmm. So,
and what they're doing here, now the last, one of the last budgets on the nursing home, $196 billion spent on these nursing homes. A lot of money in there that could have been used to help people, not only the disabled,
mm-hmm.
but many, many who aren't disabled.
Mm-hmm.
So our idea and the reason we picked this title is because they should get out of our business and let us handle our own finances, because it would benefit everyone. Now, the way to do this, you have to pass a law.
Because
the way it is now, these agencies are not allowed to do anything. I was talking today with the housing authority people, and they're trying to help me I had a rent increase, all right?
Oh, wow.
And the guy, a nice guy, admitted to me. He says, we can only do so much. We can't do that. We can't take them to court and make them make the Section 8 people pay the rent. You know, we're not,
mm-hmm.
we can't do that. So
mm-hmm.
you see where the government has us?
Yeah.
The agencies are not allowed. They can't even turn around and say, all right, well, this fella is disabled, is hardship, you know? We're going to raise money, and we'll raise the $200, and we'll use it as a fundraiser.
Yeah.
They can't do that.
Nope.
What agency can do that?
None.
I don't know of one. And then they're going to say, well, then you got to do it for everybody else. Well, why not? Isn't it about money?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to fundraise for everyone
right.
and help them and make money off of it? Isn't that what the hell it's all about?
Yep, it is.
Of course.
Yeah.
So that stupid statement that they make, oh, then you got to do it for everybody. Sure, of course.
Yeah, why don't you?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like saying, why don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. You know, one of the biggest ways to raise the money, I believe, would be a television show, twice a year.
Yeah.
A fundraising show for a specific
right.
purpose. This year, we're doing it to raise money to enable people who want to train their service dog on their own. It's an example.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Next year, it would be for the housing. Next year would be we're raising money this year to expose the nursing homes and to keep people
mm-hmm.
out.
Yeah.
See? You know the money that these agencies could make on this?
Hand over fist. That's
I'm
all
telling
I
you, man.
That.
It would work. Now, I know it would work because years ago,
mm-hmm.
when I brought Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles together,
mm-hmm.
boy, did it work.
Yeah.
That's how you got to do it. You get one
right.
celebrity.
That's right.
And they get their friends.
Right.
And they want to help.
Yeah.
You know? And it takes off, you know, like a balloon. So the problem is trying to get these politicians to do something about it. I mean, you know, I think all these politicians are lying.
Yeah.
I don't think they want to save money.
No, they don't.
No.
They want it redirected.
They just want to talk about it and make them look good.
Yeah.
What?
They want it definitely redirected, meaning towards their campaign. I won't doubt.
Yeah. Well.
Mm-hmm.
They lie all the time. Look at this guy now in Nassau County.
Mm, yeah.
Congressman that they're trying to get out.
He's part of my district.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. Got right. nothing to do with it.
No, it doesn't.
Now Biden's in the hot water for the same thing Trump was in. I mean, isn't that ironic? Come on.
Yeah, no. How things twisted.
You got to know that Trump had something to do about it.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you got to believe that. Come on.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, I cannot stand when people do things and they're shocked about what everybody else says about it. Yeah, you're not supposed to be doing it. That's what shocks everybody. You know.
I'm not
but,
shocked at anything these politicians do.
No,
maybe
I'm not
because
either.
I know them and I've met
but, well,
with them and I know the way they don't give a damn.
They don't.
I know yeah. that. You know?
When you first met me and I started, you know, we started doing the TV show together and then we went to the radio show and we started getting really hot topics. And we were like, you want to do it or you want to leave it?
Well, we
and
still do
I'm like, I'm doing it.
Topics that are
yeah.
inflamed.
Yeah.
But, you know, these politicians, they lie, they don't give a damn.
Oh, yeah.
And they're only out for themselves.
We had one lie right on the radio. Remember? I'm not saying
yeah.
who it is. I'm just saying that he lied.
Sure.
Yeah.
So here's the way it would work. This is the inner sight idea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pass a law on a federal level
mm-hmm.
that every agency, and even if they got to change their damn-ass mission statement, let them do it.
Let them do it. Yeah.
Every agency must be mandated to help
mm-hmm.
constituents in their own area.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying all over the country.
No.
In their own jurisdiction, their own area, the way
mm-hmm.
it is now. You know, they're not
but
allowed
more.
To go outside.
Right.
The independent living can't go outside their jurisdiction area. So leave it like
right.
that. That part is all right.
Yeah.
You know, because there's agencies all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Mandate them to raise money and then put the word out, you know, that
mm-hmm.
now if you're disabled and you would like to be a volunteer to help us fundraise
mm-hmm.
for a specific reason or cause,
mm-hmm.
you know, call and come in for an interview and all that. Now, a lot of disabled people are not going to want to do this, but that's all right.
Right.
You know?
They're not. But some of them will realize once they start doing it that it's worth it because
sure.
that's the only way things are going to get
Because you're getting the help. And you don't have
right.
to fight with agencies anymore. You're part
that's
of it
true.
Now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then let there be a contract drawn up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Between the disabled person and the agency.
That's right.
Right. Nothing to do with the government. Government doesn't have to be involved. The only thing the government has to do is make sure that the money
mm-hmm.
is there until this thing gets off the ground. You can't just
yeah.
pull out all the money.
Yep.
But
it's true.
If they listen to us and pass a law to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, they will have all that extra money to help.
Yeah.
You see? There's the money right there. There's the money that can get this thing started off the ground.
Yeah, it definitely can.
I mean,
noticed that you need supporters to get the petitions to go. So what I'm going to do is make an announcement, okay? You could go to change.org. You could go and look for, you know, any, you know, mostly inner sight. Type in INNERSIGHT and all together, and you'll find, you know, our, all of our, I would say, two petitions and some other petitions that you might see on there that I'm hoping that they're not so visible. It's when we were making our original petition out, and the person who was helping
Boy,
us.
Boy, you're complicating everything. Just go to the
yeah.
go to change.org and look for the nursing home petition. What do you?
That's right. When you find it, donate as much as you can. Okay, that would be very helpful to help people get out of nursing homes. We need to market something, you know, or do
All
something
right.
in that
well,
matter,
a
get a donation, because
but
let me tell
you,
it's not easy.
But what you have to do is what I said last night.
Yeah.
You got to get to all these people
Yeah.
that we had listed
Yeah.
who wanted to help.
I'm doing this in addition to what we are getting from that.
Well, did you send out a notice to all these people?
I'm getting ready to.
Well, that's what you got to do. In addition to asking people to donate, I mean,
right.
that's fine. But what about all these people that we just, you know, it didn't work out? And we have the Zoom. I don't know what good that is, but we have it.
Well, the problem is if we don't do the Zoom in the manner that we bought for, You'll get very little people joining in your conference because it's not set up for a whole hour. It's set up for only 30 minutes, I believe.
Well, that all that Zoom is good for, just a conference?
It would have been just like putting everybody on blog, but with the also blog, our radio program is on Blog Talk Radio. You have to wait till some people hang up before you get, you know, if you have the free version and also the regular version. You have up to a certain amount of people that you're restricted to.
Oh, we'll talk about this off air because it's getting to be annoying. Anyway,
yeah, it is.
In aside, let's get back to our subject.
Yes, please.
And so by mandating the agencies, passing the law, turning the nursing homes into accessible housing, there's a good big chunk of money that you liberate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the disabled participating with the agencies in the fundraising, now you have the money, and nobody can take it away from you because they would have already passed a law stopping that business where they can cut your benefits and all that, you know.
Right.
All right, let's say all that's in place. Now, people who can handle it, and of course there's a lot of people who are mentally disabled who can't handle their own money,
right.
That you have to remedy by finding honest people to help them, which
mm-hmm.
can be done.
Yeah,
you know?
It can be.
And now, given all that, disabled
right.
people can manage their own funds and their own money, and have
that's
the help that they need. All right? It doesn't mean that the disabled person is going to get rich off of this.
No. That's
it means that you're going to be able to have the help you need, and in your situation now, you said your AIDS quit.
Yeah, exactly.
If you had the money in an account,
mm-hmm.
for your AIDS, you could, tomorrow you could hire some new ones.
Yeah, and I could also make sure that they know that they're getting the money from me and not the agency.
Sure.
Which would be
sure.
great.
And you could say to them, look, I give a bonus at the end of the year, you know, something like
That's
that.
That's it.
You
right.
know? Believe
for
me.
Christmas time.
People would love it.
Yeah, they would.
I'm telling you, man, it
they
would
like
work.
Something different, you know.
It would work.
Mhm.
Because the agencies are being oppressed
mm-hmm.
by the government too.
That's right.
Look what happened now, right here in Suffolk County, with Silo.
Right.
Being audited because they may have advocated in the wrong way.
Oh, geez, Lord.
What the hell kind of crap is that?
It sure is. That's what that is.
That's horrible.
Yes, it is. People want to help, and yet they don't want them to help. That is really,
yeah.
seriously,
yeah.
something wrong with that.
I mean, look at this agency now that I'm dealing with. Nice people. Good people. I'm helping one woman. She's disabled. I'm helping her to train her service dog. You know, and she introduced me to her colleagues, and they're trying to help me with this $200 increase on the rent, you know.
Right.
If we had the inner sight way, they could say, hey, don't worry, we're going to do a fund. We'll raise the $200. What is that? $200
yeah.
times $2,400 a year?
That's no big deal.
We'll raise it.
Yeah.
I'd help them raise 10 or 15 grand.
Right.
And they could have the rest.
Yeah.
You see how the system can work and how it would be
greatly
improved.
It can work, yes, but they don't allow it.
And people would be out of our freaking business.
That's
and
right.
we'd have the money to get to live our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what would happen? A lot of mm-hmm. disabled people would start getting jobs.
That's right. People are afraid
a
to get jobs right
would.
Now. because right now their expenses are a whole lot more than what a job could offer. Seriously.
Sure.
Those expenses shouldn't be around for those disabled people. We fought real hard for certain things, and that's one of them.
But if you had
you know?
The money for all
right.
your needs, and then you got a job, then you got something.
Then you got something for sure.
You know, you're not rich.
No.
But you don't have to worry about your AIDS, about your medical. If you want to go to a different type of doctor, you know, you don't have to worry about going on vacation and you can't bring an aide with you. You don't have to worry about any of this stuff.
Yeah. You'll be treated like a half human.
It's called running your own life.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. That's what's wrong with this system. Any which way you turn, that's what's wrong with this system. When my dear friend Michelle was threatened by the school, and that was a threat, you know, we do it this way. We find it's better, and she had to bring her dog back to the school. She never saw the dog again.
Right.
Where's her protection? Now, if the money was there for her to get another guide dog, that would be half the battle.
Right. But you don't dispose of dogs and things like that. You bring them to a kennel. You say this dog was trained as a guide dog but missed the, you know, the class or whatever. Or you retrain the dog on what the problem is. You know?
Well,
you
every
don't
situation
euthanize a
different.
Dog that way.
Every
you
situation
half,
is different.
You know?
But if the person wants the dog trained on the site where they're using the dog, then they should be accommodated.
Yes, they should be.
That's
the
inner
should
site
go
way.
To them. Right.
And it should be the way of every school.
Right.
All right, inner
we
site,
have a lot
213.
Of they're wrong with.
213-816-1650 if you want to call in. Anybody have any opinions on this idea? Do you think it would work? You don't think it would work? We're open to your comments. Don't get me wrong. We're talking about an uphill battle that's going to take years.
Oh, yeah.
To bring about.
Unfortunately.
Because of the
I don't
way
know why
the government
my studio is failing right now.
Set this whole thing up. What?
I'm sitting down and I'm trying to get. Oh, here it is. Finally, you got on the phone and started talking directly to me. I finally got the studio back up. Sometimes it delays.
All right, any callers?
No, just us.
All right. So, this is what Inner Sight has to bring to this country.
Mm-hmm.
No. This is the way we are serving our country.
Mm-hmm.
By giving these ideas to liberate the money that's being wasted. And, you know, you talk to anybody, and they'll tell you, this country wastes a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the average person will tell you that.
Yep.
And especially with these crooked politicians. It's even worse.
Yep.
So, join with us. You know? We need all the help we can get to pull this off.
Yes, we do.
It's not going to be easy. Especially when you don't have money.
Yeah.
The site doesn't have the kind of money that you need to pull this off.
Guess who's on right now, who just came on?
Who's on what?
Some
Louis just popped on.
No, not
Louis. On the
Louis
on the wrong night.
I know. But he wants to say something.
Right.
He's got his hand up.
He got mixed up.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Louis for a little while, and we'll go back to our subject.
Okay,
Inner Sight Live, Louis the Lip.
Hey, Louis.
Inner sight.
Hi, Suzanne. Nice voice on the phone.
Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, what day is it, Louie?
Say it again.
What day is today? Tonight.
Tomorrow we're going to do the Follicks tomorrow.
So tonight is Thursday, and you're supposed to come on Tuesday. Well, all right.
Oh, today. Oh, wait. Yesterday was Wednesday.
Yeah.
You came on
yesterday.
Oh,
okay.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Frank, how you been doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good. You know, feeling great.
Yeah, we both are, for once.
And Monday's Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, it is.
Monday, right?
Yeah.
Martin Luther King Day.
All right.
Yeah, we have to celebrate that in some fashion.
We have to
maybe like part of the speech. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still have it on the board.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah,
Frank.
great leader. What?
Yeah. That dancer name is Arthur Murray. He knows about the Palladium Ballroom and people dancing on the floor. You hear a record where you teach you how to do the mambo. It's Arthur Murray dance to you. He show you how to dance the tango.
Oh, yeah, Arthur Murray. Yeah, he's not still alive, though.
Yeah. Yeah, Arthur Murray, he owns the dance studio. Many years ago, he died.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, now, wait a minute. If you want to learn how to do the mambo, you got to get Carlos.
You're so
that's
good.
A man.
Oh,
I dance with
Carlos
a female, not a man.
Carlos kicked you to the mambo. For a minute, I didn't know what you were doing there. Oh, that makes a big difference. Everybody out. Get out.
That's right.
Carlos is the mambo.
Honeymooners.
Yeah.
With the mambo.
Alice had to get a can of tuna and make tuna for dinner.
Oh, God.
Tuna salad?
Yeah, tuna salad. I remember
that's
that.
Good.
He's right. Oh, gosh. Tuna salad.
Was the tuna's name Charlie?
Yeah, because, I'm a cat or something.
Yeah. Charlie the tuna, remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I'm a star kiss. I remember that commercial.
The commercial.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah,
so,
I commercials years ago. Now forget about it.
Hey, remember that song,
I don't
Mama,
even know what they're selling.
Perry Como?
Yeah.
Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Hey,
I like
Mambo.
That song.
Italiano.
Watch this one. Hey, love drops Italiano. Hey, love drops Italiano.
Hey, Jazu, you don't have to go to school. Learn how to mambo, become a fool. Hey, mambo. Mambo Italiano.
Learn how to mambo.
Hey, love drops Italiano. Hey, love drops. Love drops Italiano.
Oh,
all right, Louis, since you're on the line on the wrong night, tell us about tomorrow night. What's going on?
Okay, listen. Okay, my name is Connie and Chrissy. I want you to
stay
tuned to Inner Sight, the Follicks. I'm going to have a lot of laughs, a lot of honeymooners, and Gilda Radner, Rosanna Dana, and a love drop to the swab to the women's bathroom.
Uh-oh.
And the mambo, we're going to learn how to do with the mambo.
Yeah, that's a mambo, too. Yes, it is.
Yeah. With Carlos.
With Carlos.
Yeah.
Everybody out.
Does that make you laugh?
All right, that's tomorrow night.
Yes.
8 o'clock we'll be with you.
Yeah,
so, tell
you
be
watch
here
Inner
or
Sight.
Don't be square.
That's right.
I'm going to watch Inner Sight at 9:30 later.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
That's our TV 9:30. Show.
We'll be back in the studio soon.
Very soon.
Yeah, I saw that repeat about 15 times.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Well,
it's
not our
fault. COVID.
Blame
not
the virus.
Fault. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Bad.
What's your dog's name, Frank?
Charbel.
Charbel.
Where? Did he?
He's a beautiful dog.
He barks.
Sure, she barks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every
what
morning,
kind of dog
wakes
you got?
Me, she wakes me up. She's Akita. Akita.
Rescue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wakes me up every morning. Yeah, wakes me up
she
every
wakes
morning
you up
with
every
a sweet
morning.
Bark.
That's beautiful.
Hey, Frank, can you order a cornucopia dog food?
No, no more.
I'm not going to eat that.
No.
I may give some to you. Hey, Louie, you going to come back on television? We're going back on.
Yes. When is it? Tomorrow. We got the frolics tomorrow.
Yeah, but I mean next month.
Yeah.
Going to get
what,
you back
going,
on the show.
You going back to the studio?
Yes.
Yep.
What's that, in February?
Yeah. We'll do your show in February. I want you to come back to come down there.
Well, I got to bring my father.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, of course.
We've got to drive you down there.
Yeah.
I don't mind
there's
getting
no
lost it's off Motor Parkway.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't take the stairs, go upstairs.
Oh,
yep.
You went down to the bottom, but you could go all the way around and be able to get at the top right there where the studio is that we're using.
My father parked the car, and then we go upstairs. I grab the handle, I go upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Listen, Lou, I got to finish the show, so thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'll make sure I'll tune in tomorrow. I'll be ready to have a lot of laughs.
Okay.
All right, you'll be there.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
I love you, Suzanne.
Love you. We love you too, Louie. You know that. Okay.
All right, in a sec, get the Able News queued up.
I could do that now.
Yeah, Able News on Inner Sight Live.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two managers, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, and I want to say hello to my good friends, Ross and Ross, David and Audra, New York City attorneys, 212-425-1020, and we're going to try to get David to call in one of these nights. 212-425-1020, David and Audra Ross. And we honor Dave's mom, Eleanor. All right, Inner Sight. And just to recap, our idea, it involved passing law, yes. That's part of it. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Mandate the agencies so they can raise money to help their constituents. Contract the disabled person with the agency so it's solid. It's not just I said this, we didn't say that, you said, we don't want that kind of thing.
Right, exactly.
And stay out of stay out of our business. Now, the only reason that the government would have to get involved in somebody's business is criminal activity.
Exactly.
That we understand, and that we welcome.
That's right.
If you got to investigate somebody, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
We're not stopping now. We don't want to stop that.
Nope.
We welcome it.
Mm-hmm.
But not when you run our lives with a business.
Through it. Yeah, exactly.
And not when you control the funds that are supposed to be there for us. You see? You see, we want to help the agencies, too.
Mm-hmm.
It works both ways. You know? And believe me, it makes a big difference when you have disabled people involved in the fundraising and people can see right there
mm-hmm.
from the person themselves that, yes, this agency is honest and they're helping. And I donate the X amount of dollars that we've helped fundraise. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Well, I get it.
And the stories. How about the stories? How many people would then come forward and say, thanks to so-and-so agency, I'm not homeless.
That's
I'm not
right.
in a shelter. I don't have to go to a friggin' nursing home.
That's right.
What a story that would make, world.
Yeah.
I don't
sure.
have to look forward to being in a horrible place and sleeping in my urine.
Yeah.
That's what Inner Sight wants.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on Monday on Martin Day. Wasn't that
mm-hmm.
Martin's dream that everybody should be equal?
That's right. He said it in his speech.
Black,
little
white,
boys
everybody.
And
he didn't
have
care
everybody.
What color you were.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't matter what
That's the
what
dream.
It was. That's the dream, yeah. I share
so
Martin's
there
dream.
You have what would be the magical, mystical way of Inner Sight of this country and all the other agencies, hopefully.
Right.
You know, would be a part of it. And just think how unified people would be. And no more of this struggling where you have to fight with these agencies. Now you're friends with them.
Right.
That's what Inner Sight is about. That's what we want.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're not asking the government for money.
No, we're not.
In the sense that they have to keep on putting out more money. We're helping them to spend less.
Right.
Yeah, sure, they can still put out money.
Yeah, let the agencies step in and do the money part. Because that's the
yeah.
most important thing that you need is fundraising money.
Eventually, you may be able to make the whole thing private.
Right.
You won't need the government.
That's right.
Look at these corporations. Look at all the money they raise. Billions
right.
of dollars.
Huh.
Why not have a system like that for the disabled, raised by the
right.
agencies?
That's right.
It can be done.
One thing at a time, we'll get it.
It can be done.
Yeah?
I believe it.
I believe it too.
I believe in miracles.
Yep.
You know? And Inner Sight is determined to do whatever we can to bring it about.
We're doing it without any funding now. Imagine when we get funding, or if we get funding from people who are separate from the government and actually get real money in our hands and
well,
what
all,
we could do
all,
with it.
All we're doing is putting the idea out there. We don't have
right.
any kind of money to start
no, we don't.
Doing this. I wish we did.
But we are helping people who ask us to help, you know, in a free
well, as much
format.
As we can.
Yeah, as much as
we
can.
But we're nowhere near.
Yeah, we give guidance
what,
a lot.
What we would like to
what
be.
To do. You know,
the government has to pass these laws.
Yeah, they do.
That's the hardest part.
That's right.
You know?
It is.
And you know, once all these agencies, including the home health care agencies,
right.
once they realize that, hey, we need these disabled people.
Right.
This is a new way of doing it. You know? The government wants to cut back on what they're giving us.
Right.
So we better get off our butt and start these fundraising campaigns.
That's right.
I mean, it's endless what can be done.
Yeah.
It's endless. And you know how many celebrities are just on Long Island alone?
Oh, yeah.
Would help once this got off the ground?
Oh, I can name a few right now.
Believe me. They would be there.
Oh, yeah.
In more ways than one. If not giving money or time, public service.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Announcements. Nobody's got to spend any money for that.
No, they don't.
So, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get to, we got to have something written. We got to have a proposal.
A lawyer.
No, and you don't need a lawyer for that. You need a brochure.
For now, yeah.
A brochure.
Mm-hmm.
As to how it would work and
what
laws
do.
Need to
need
be changing. Passed.
Yeah.
I'd like to try to get an audience with McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
See what he's about. You know,
that'd
see
be
what
nice.
He, I mean, he wants to save this country money.
Yeah.
He
and
should
they're
be
spending
interested in what we're
hand
saying.
Over fist in the nursing homes. They could keep these people in their own homes and never take over their own home either.
Sure.
There's many ways in which you could keep a home. We
the
already
agencies,
went through that all here in the house. So,
yeah.
And what should happen, you know?
If the agencies are raising money to keep people in their own home, that means the government doesn't have to pay for it.
Right.
Isn't that what they want?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
If they really want it, or if they just want to make believe they want it to look good.
Yes, that's true, too.
Time will tell.
Yes, it will.
We don't have to worry about it.
No.
Because I'll tell you something.
Because we're not doing anything wrong.
It's going to happen, right?
It is going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because people are thoroughly disgusted with the way this system operates. A lot of people have been saying to me lately, what do the guide dog schools do with all that money? They, you know, Milton lost his life, the guide dog.
Foundation.
They're beginning to wonder, what are they doing with all the money?
Right.
They couldn't watch one dog?
That's right.
Well, that looks bad.
That looks very bad.
I could have done better, and I'm blind.
And you know the funny part? When we were living in the hotel, our dog needed to come with us at all times. We couldn't leave it in the hotel. And we had to explain this every single time. But the dogs, both of our dogs that we had were so good, we bought them because the whole house was evacuated. We had no access to the house but only a few minutes at a time. That's it. Because it was so toxic, you know.
Wait a minute. I lost you. What do you mean the whole house was evacuated?
We had to live in a hotel for 10 months because they were getting us all the paperwork finalized and all that. They evacuated us from our house because our house was one of the worst houses.
Well, you were lucky you found a place that let the dogs in.
Yeah.
Most places don't take pets.
That's right. But we had to explain the situation. We can't leave the dog in the hotel room alone. They'll ruin the hotel room, and they got very upset about that. So they said, take your dogs with you. Yep.
Well, yeah, because they don't want to
they're messing up the hotel. Yeah.
Right,
we had a couple of people there who were really good to us, too. Some, you know, what they knew that we were losing our houses. We were really in, you know, dire straits, especially my grandma had a heart attack in the hotel. Yeah.
No.
It was pretty bad. Yeah.
They didn't like that.
No, they didn't.
Tomorrow night is the Frolics.
Yes.
On Inner Sight. So be with us. We'll have some fun tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll give a couple of mamba lessons on the phones.
Oh, I like the mamba.
With Carlos.
With Carlos? Okay. I'll take it from Carlos, but...
It's very easy, Mr. Crandon. All you have to do is move around like this and like that. Wait a minute. How am I going to do this and that? And I can't... It's easy, Ralph. Just waddle like a duck.
Just waddle
like
a
duck. Yeah, in other words, just walk the way you always walk. Get out!
That's cute.
All right, tomorrow night. We'll have some funnies over here, crazy
yes,
stuff.
Yes, we will.
Though. Are you going to tell some jokes?
Yeah, I got to pull some jokes out.
I hope
know.
They're better than last time, because last time we got laughed off the air.
That's right. Isn't that what we're supposed to do, make people laugh?
All right. Don't you get it? We got laughed off the air.
Yeah, I get it.
855, Inner Sight. And, someday the government will not be in our business and we'll run our own finances.
That's right.
That's an Inner Sight prediction and promise.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're committed to. That's one of the biggest goals.
Yeah, we need to.
Or maybe the biggest goal that we have.
Right. It is. Because if you have the money, you could do anything. That's really what
sure.
it's about.
Sure, you could. Just listen to the business news. You'll hear that every day.
Yes,
look what
you
these
will.
People do with the money. This guy now at Disney came in. He wants to be chairman of the board. He wants to change the whole way they do things. They're listening to him because he's a multi-billionaire. What do you
think?
That's
right. Yeah.
Got the money.
What's his name?
I forget. Nelson something. Nelson.
Oh, I think I know which person this is.
Yeah.
I mean,
if I went to Washington and I was a billionaire and I knocked on Mr. McCarthy's door and said, come on, Charlie, I'm taking you to lunch. You don't think he would go?
Oh, yeah, he would.
Damn right he would.
Yeah.
And I pulled out an Inner Sight brochure and I said, here, this is what
we
want.
This is what we're about.
Yep. I'm donating $10 million to your campaign.
There you go.
Good faith.
Yeah.
Believe me, the whole thing would start to go.
Yeah, it would.
See? That's what it is. That's all it is.
It's all about money. Yep.
That's all it is. Because why wouldn't he do it?
That's right.
He would look like a
There'd
damn king.
No
you know
it.
how many disabled people would honor the politician who says who can get up there and say, starting in 6 months, we're turning all the nursing homes into accessible housing. The disabled
They'd
would
be
faint.
Cheering. They'd be cheering. Don't let them fool you. They'd be cheering and they'd be screaming and yelling and happy. For
what? What a party.
What a party.
What a party that would make.
That's right. They'd be talking about it in the politics arena for ages to come. Because what they
What do you think of Inner Sight? Oh, Inner Sight, we love those guys.
I hope so. After we got a lot into, not trouble, but it's more like an extra effort to get, you know, what to do and how to do it and who does this and who does it. It's such a pain. Why can't they
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090. Our email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments, please. And be with you tomorrow night on the funnies. Tomorrow night. Get your mambo lesson on the phone.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight. You got to find
some
mambo
fun,
music.
Actually. Yeah, we got to find mambo music. Yep.
Thank you very much for
I'll
listening. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
Thank
everybody.
You. Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Inner Sight.
You're welcome.